is Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online. Today, I wanted to talk to you about failure and what it teaches us and what it has taught me since 2014. For those of you who don't know, I'm currently doing a 30-day business challenge where I am creating the sales message, I'm creating an offer, and then I'm going to build what's called a funnel to drive people and sales to my business. And it's funny, the first week of this challenge is all about getting out of your own way. Let's put the topic of mindset aside, because when I say mindset, I find that some people roll their eyes or they go, oh, good Lord, just tell me how to do what I need to do. And let's forget about mindset. But if people thought about how to get out of their own way and stopped allowing the excuses they have to limit their success, then more people would be building passive income online. I got to watch a story of somebody by the name of Russell Brunson. For those of you who don't know who he is one of the co-founders of a company called ClickFunnels. And he had shared his journey back in, I believe it was 2011, where he had built a company with over 100 people. They were in a 20,000 square foot facility, and it all came crashing down around him. It was a very hard story to watch, because most of us who have gone through anything like what he's gone through, it really resonates and it hits home. But this is what allows others to connect with you or with Russell on a personal level. It allows people to see you as human. We are not perfect, and failure is what connects us to everybody else. And as he was describing his story, the company was crashing down around his ears. He couldn't make payroll. The IRS was actually after him because a well-intentioned lady had decided to pay some of the bills, but not all of the bills. And one of those bills was payroll taxes. he was about to be, sued for breaching his contract of the 20,000 square foot facility. And what I found most striking is this wasn't a journey or experience of failure that he went through in 30 days. It was something he had experienced almost over a year and more. So that was very eye-opening for me. When I think back to my own experience of failure, it's really taught me that I have been stuck in my own way. And I talked a little bit about this yesterday, but we know that people are inherently lazy. And in my own particular situation, I am the breadwinner. My spouse is chronically ill and unfortunately unable to work. So everything falls to me. And while that's not an impossible task, what I did allow that to do was excuse me from doing things I really wanted to go after. And so since 2014 up until now, I have not made any money online. I have spent more in my network marketing business than I'm sure everybody else can relate. I have spent more money trying to buy the product so I could maintain my tiny $20 commissions. And that's not a fun place to be in. And I have decided for this 30-day challenge that I'm going to be raw. I'm going to be open and honest and vulnerable with all of you, because I think there are so many of us on social media who are kind of avoiding that big fat elephant in the room. You know, it's got the word no income written on it. And we're avoiding that. So on social media, we feign, oh, it's great, I'm using my product and everybody is awesome and my team is awesome, but I'm not making enough of an impact because I'm not making any money. And I think a lot of us are doing that on social media. I know I have been, and it stops now. I am going to be adding value to others who are in network marketing, who are looking to build passive income online. And that is my mandate going forward. Talking about the product that I sell is not going to be the focus. So for my 30-day challenge, I am going to be upfront and share my failures with you, because I want to connect with you. And I'm sure that you are struggling or going through the exact same thing that I am going through as well. It was actually very raw. watching Russell Brunson's story, because when his company was falling down around him, he nearly declared bankruptcy. Now, luckily for him, he had a skill and a team in place that allowed them to create a product really quickly. They had an email list already built, and they were able to get away from that near edge. But for myself, I've gone through bankruptcy. I went bankrupt in 2013, and it's actually part of the reason why I sought out network marketing in 2014, because I knew there had to be something better than just this rat race of 9 to 5. Give your best young years to a company that frankly can fire you if they so choose, if the economy goes down. And I lost all of my credit. I was living on cash from paycheck to paycheck, and I couldn't find a way out of it at the time. So when Russell talked about being able to sell a product and had an email list, I kicked myself because I should have been building an email list from day one. And I'm still not, because I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to help. And that's what this 30-day challenge is going to help me to do. I am going to build an email list in this next 30 days. That is my goal. So some of the takeaways that I really want to share with you from this story of Russell Brunson and why it hit home for me is because I'm really somebody who hears everybody else's voice in my head and I'll make a decision regardless. And a lot of times, because I am the breadwinner, because I'm responsible for my family, my fear of risk versus reward as a woman tends to take over. And I see a lot of men who make passive income who are very successful. It may be because they're wired or raised differently to take more risk. I am the older sibling, and I certainly did take risk for sure. But to the degree of, I'm just going to figure it out and ignore the fact that I'm trying to support a family, that's not a luxury I have. So it's something that has held me back, and I've allowed it to hold me back. But like I've said, no more. So when I was watching Russell's story, one of the things that I had noticed is, first of all, he spent money he didn't have trying to figure out how to make a living. And this goes back to when he was in university wrestling, where the scholarship he was on told him he was not allowed to work. He could not go get a job as part of a scholarship. And so his wife was working and trying to make ends meet for them. And that's how Russell decided to try and figure out how could he use direct marketing. Notice I didn't say direct sales. Direct marketing, direct response marketing, to make a living and support his new young wife. The other piece that I had taken away from Russell's story is learning to outsource what I'm no good at. Russell had talked about in his journey of building a team of 100 employees that he was not any good at managing people. And at that time, you know, he said, if I could go back, I would hire the right people to handle those pieces because I was no good at it. So that's something that I'm learning. For this 30-day challenge, the last 30 days that I did in May, I had this mindset, this attitude, this dig your heel in, stubborn attitude of, I'll do the graphic design. I'll do the logo creation. I'll do it all. And I got nowhere. I got nowhere further. And had I invested a little bit of money, I'm not talking thousands of dollars either. I'm talking maybe $100 or $200. Had I invested that money, I probably would have built something to move forward. But I got in my own way. So I hope this podcast encourages you to get out of your own way. Because until you do, you're just not ready and you're not going to move forward. And I don't say that to be mean or harsh. I'm saying it from my own personal experience. Another lesson that I've taken from Russell's story is don't ever build a business that you end up hating and you did it just because of the money. He was telling me that he was sharing on his story that there are entrepreneurs who have built a business that they just absolutely cannot stand the audience, the way they think, their attitude, their ego. And they've shut those businesses down because they just don't want to interact or associate or network with them. So I really challenge you, when you think about what you want to do, if you don't have a business in mind of how you want to change the world, on how you want to serve and help more people, then go look at affiliate marketing. It is a great place to start. It is an area that will allow you to build your skill set and add value. That would be my recommendation. I wouldn't do network marketing, even though I'm in it, and here's why. Network marketing demands a lot of time in terms of team culture. If you're somebody who doesn't like to deal with other people and you don't want to build a team culture, network marketing, I'm sorry, it's not for you. Go look at affiliate marketing. So I recommend affiliate marketing as a place to start if you don't have that I'm going to change the world business in the back of your brain. You know what you want to do. The other story he had shared, and I've seen this a lot on social media, is having multiple merchant accounts. Russell had shared that the merchant account that they had actually turned out to only be one bank. And they had six merchant accounts, but it was one bank. And this one bank basically had said, you're making too much money, you're making too much money quickly, and we suspect what you're doing is illegal. We are going to hold your money indefinitely until we figure out if you are legitimate and above board. And I'm not talking about 10 grand or 20 grand. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. And this didn't happen to Russell once. This happened several times. So he was desperate in a place to make payroll. I thankfully have never had any employees. I can't imagine the burden and the weight that that must have had. But my big takeaway is having multiple merchant accounts and banks is absolutely key. I see a lot of people commenting on Facebook, if you're in internet marketing, how PayPal has locked my money away for the next 6 months. And they have total authority to do with whatever your money, whatever they choose. And they'll release it after 180 days, but they'll just turn it on whenever they want. The other thing that I had learned is tweaking your offer and your funnel and your sales message until the market responds. The people who are very successful today failed on a massive level before. They tried so many times to figure something out, and they did it again until it worked, until there was a response from the market. So after this 30 days, if I get through it, and I'm going to get through it, so I'm going to change my if. When I get through these 30 days, I am going to launch a sales message, an offer, and a funnel. And if the market decides not to respond, I have made a decision that I'm not going to let that be the reason I stop. I'm going to tweak my sales message, my offer, and my funnel until I get sales. The other takeaway I got from Russell Brunson was do a webinar live 100 times before you create it to be automated. You need to test this out in a live capacity so you can determine again how the market is going to respond. We know that webinars are normally a place where you sell higher end items. So you want to practice this 100 times live with audiences until you find one that works and resonates, and then you can make that an automated webinar. I had also learned another story from Trey Llewellyn, who is a 2 Comma Club winner, which means he's earned at least $1 million inside of one funnel. What he did when he was starting out, he did one funnel a week until he succeeded. And he would change and tweak until he was successful. And Russell wasn't privy to share the numbers, but he had said the amount of income that Trey had earned in 90 days was the largest worldwide in a funnel. And nobody has ever done it since. So one funnel a week until he succeeded. Another takeaway I'd taken from Steve Larson. Steve Larson does the coaching on these calls. It is fantastic. It is awesome. He's very tough. He's hard with you because he's hard with himself. And for those who are stuck in their own way and you actually listen to him, I didn't listen to him back in May. I didn't listen to him at all. I only watched 2 episodes, like I said, and then I let myself get busy and I let myself use that as an excuse. So Stephen, when he was in high school, he got mercy graduated out of high school, like he says. He was overweight. I can relate to that. And he was addicted to video games. And he had said that failure is what makes you believable. People cannot connect with you if you're very successful. People have a hard time with those photos on Instagram, on social media, where you've got a Learjet, you have a Lamborghini, it's hard for people to connect to that because a lot of us, the majority of us, aren't at that level. And that's really tough. So when we show our failures, when we're honest, it makes us believable. It allows people to connect with who we are. The other takeaway I had was from Steve Larson. He said, you need to change your mindset. Stop believing you are not worthy. Change it to, I'm not ready. Because everybody is worthy. Everybody deserves to have passive income if they do the work. Nobody is unworthy. If you're not there yet, you're just not ready for it. And I firmly believe up until this point, starting in network marketing in 2014, I just wasn't ready for it. And there is nothing wrong with that. The last thing is, the takeaway I had was, what did I fail at? What have I failed at? And own it. I've shared my bankruptcy situation with you guys. I have shared being a spouse where you're emotionally, financially, where you're the caregiver, which is totally different. You know, you've got one person in a relationship that is doing everything. And I've made no money in network marketing or affiliate marketing yet that I have any desire to speak of. And I'm going to own that. I'm going to share that with you. And I'm going to move forward from it. And I'm really excited because I talked about earlier how I had the mindset, I had the attitude, I had the thought. I'm going to get the word mindset removed from my vocabulary. I had the attitude of, I can do everything. I'm going to do the graphic design. I'm going to do the logos. I'm going to do the copy. And I get to change that attitude. Tomorrow, I get to learn about how I can outsource and how I can do it well and how I can do it effectively so it doesn't slow down my progress in these next 30 days. Thanks so much for listening. And for those of you who are interested, check out the 30-day challenge in my Facebook group, Automate Your Way to Freedom.